I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Wars in Ukraine and Gaza hold the world's attention, leaving Myanmar's junta free to do as it pleases. A military fighter jet recently bombed a village held by opposition forces near the border with India. AMG International's Brian Dennett says one of the bombs fell on a partnering church during service. The attack killed at least 11 believers, including several children, and nearly two dozen people were injured.
They are resting on their faith in Jesus, really the only hope any of us have. But that's so real for them every day as they face the loss of loved ones.
Through AMG International, you can help these Christian brothers and sisters survive until they can return home. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And in northern Brazil, a translation team of Spoken Worldwide recently visited a remote village. Ed Weaver says the village is part of a people group often overlooked and humiliated by others.
So they knocked on this one guy's door. The guy let them in. His name is Jackson. And they came into the house and there were empty liquor bottles everywhere.
They shared with Jackson an oral Bible recording of the Christmas story in Luke chapter 2.
It was the first time he'd ever heard his language in any kind of recording. His response was cursing and saying, "Oh, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever heard."
He was excited to hear more, and the team promised to return with other recordings of God's Word. Pray for the Brazilian translation team and that Scripture would reach more people like Jackson. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.